Okay, today is Daf Mem Aleph. We are on Mem Amud Beis by the two dots on the fourth line from the bottom. Amar Mar, Nogeach, we said yesterday that Nogeach Meshalem is a Kofer, but Roveya ain't a Meshalem is a Kofer. Roveya, Nogeach pays Kofer if it kills, and Roveya doesn't pay Kofer. So one second. Hey Chidon, what's the case? Ilema Derava Vakatle, if he killed the woman while having relations. So Mali Katli Bekarna, Mali Katli Beriva. What's the difference if it killed with its horns or it killed by doing that? What's the difference? Ella Deriva Velo Katli. No, the answer is it had relations, but it didn't kill her. So then you don't pay Kofer for that. Hai Lav Mishalim Kofer, Mishalim Velo Katlihu. You know you don't pay Kofer? Because there's no death.
Right.
So what does it mean? What does that statement mean? Amar Abaya, La'olam Deriva Velo Katli. Really, there was Revia without death. They took her to Beis Din and they killed her. She's Mezana with an animal.
Okay.
You get a Beis Din for that. Mao de Tema, I would think, Kiman de Katle Dami, it's as if he killed her. Kamash Malon, we don't say that. That's Gemara's first answer. You like that answer?
You also put the animal to death?
What?
Also put the animal to death?
Yes. Tosa says on top, Im Tomar, Ma Pesha Hasharhi. What kind of thing is that on the animal? Harga Atzmahi. She killed herself. Shaharei Heviyasu Aleha. She went to the animal. Why are you blaming the animal? Rava Omar, Rava says, La'olam de Rava Vakatli. No, really, the had relations and she died. The woman died. So, Ad Kakashalach, Mali Katla Bakarna, Mali Katla Bariva. What's the difference if it damaged with its horns or damaged by it with doing that? It's a big difference. Karen Kavanasa Lahazik. When an animal gores somebody, they want to hurt you. Here, Hi Kavanasa Los Lahanos Atzmohu. Here, it's just for pleasure. And therefore, there is no kofar. There is no kofar. Even though it could cause the death. But my pligi, what are Rava and Abaya arguing about here? Abaya said that I would have thought, you're putting her to death, I would have thought this kofar, there's no kofar. Rava says, no, the woman died with Revia, but there's no kofar because it was Fahana. So the Gemara answers, Biregel Shadarsa al Gabi Tinok, when animal tramples a baby, Bechatzar Hanizik, in the Nizik's property. Right? In a place where you have to pay regel. So, le abaya, according to abaya, mashal and kofar. You pay kofar. Why do you pay kofar? Because you killed the baby and it's normal. Rava amar, lo mashal and kofar. Rava said you would not pay kofar. Why? Because I didn't intend to do it. Right? Just walking. Didn't intend. Rava, the whole thing is intent. Tani kavasi derav, shar had studin, a shar that's trained, eno chayev misa. You don't put it to death. The kasha lagabi mizbeach. It's kasha for the mizbeach. Mipnei shehu kimuusa. It's like it's forced. Okay?
I think that ox that called the masarif.
Because it's forced. So the Gemara had a drasha that the only time you don't pay kofar, the only time you can't bring an animal to the mizbeach is if it's what do you call it?
Did it by itself.
It did it by itself on its own because it's angry, not because you trained it to be a killer. Okay.
The ox they called Matador on Saturday, saw that?
Yeah, he told me that, yeah.
Yeah, so I think the ox is then given freedom. The bull's given the freedom. You know, it no longer has to work as a...
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. Next Mishnah. Shar shenogach es ha'adam. A shar that kills a person. Shar that gores a person. Amazing. The person never died. So, muad mishalim kofar. A muad pays kofar. V'tam potter mena kofar. Tom also pays kofar. Vizeh chayav and misa. But both animals get killed. Both animals get killed. That's what it said. The Tom potter mena kofar, but it still gets killed. The Tom doesn't pay by itself. The owner pays, right? Yeah. Tom's not in the bank account. The owner pays. But the animal gets killed, whether it's a Tom or a muad, right? This Mishnah holds. There's no Tom doesn't pay chatzi kofar, nothing. Tom doesn't pay a penny. Muad has to pay, but they both get killed. V'chein beben, v'chein bebas. So too if you kill a child. No difference if it kills a child. Nagach eved, what if it kills an eved? O ama, or an ama. No sein shloshim salaim. You give 30 shekel to the owner. Bein shehu yafa mea mana, whether it's an Olympian, this eved worth 100, right? Or bein she ain't a yafa eladin or echad, or it's some old 100-year-old man not worth anything, pay 30 shekel. The Sefarno says the reason why you pay 30 shekel is because that's the amount that a woman in the prime of her life has to pay for an erech value, and eved is compared to an isha. You know, so like in terms of mitzvahs, so that's what you have to pay. It's a drasha. There's no reason why it's 30.
That's not an erech. No, yeah, there is. It's not an erech. I mean, it's a knas.
It's a knas. 100%. 30 shekel is a knas. Why is it picking on the 30? So the Sfarner gives a reason. We just said it's even as 100 years old, which is not the prime of your life. Okay.
It's 50% more than they paid for Yosef at Sadek.
Right.
What's the Kofar and Shloshim?
Shloshim is a set price. Just said. Kofar is the value of the person. How much is the person worth? I guess in the slave market, in terms of value. Here it's 30 shekel, no matter what. Okay. Now, v'chimiyachad detam katlinan lei mur hechi mishkachas la. But one second. If a shar tam kills somebody, so there's no kofar, right? But it gets killed. So how could there ever be a mur? How could a mur ever kill somebody? It's already been killed, the animal.
All right. This question's 2 days too late.
Yeah, I know. So there are 8 answers to this question. Going to have 8 answers now. Ready? Here we go. Omar Rabba, answer number 1. Hachab ma'eskina. No, you know what's going on here? Kigon, this is probably the hardest answer. Kigon, shamduhu l'shlosh n'bnei adam. That's the whole answer. The answer is, the animal never killed anybody. But it could have killed somebody if the guys didn't get run away. You hear? It could have killed somebody if the guy, in other words, the animal was chasing after me, but I managed to get away. That happened 3 times. So it's like a muad.
We
never have intent. Ravashi Amar, klumhu. What is that?
Yeah.
We're gonna evaluate. It could really should be a muad. It really should be. Because it really attacked 3 people. Luckily those 3 people got away. Yeah. But it should be. Says so Ravashi, what is that? That's not a thing. Umdara lav klumhu. Umdara means to evaluate, to estimate, to guesstimate, whatever word you want to use. That's not such a thing like that.
But we also have a 4 animal that's an abdas. How could you even...
What?
You said before that animal is an abdas. How could you even go down the throat?
What do you mean animal doesn't have das? It doesn't have das, but it attacks people.
So how could you say a tent or not?
What do you mean? It's chasing after me. It's chasing after me. Luckily, I managed to get away. It's chasing after me. So, El Amar of Ashi, no. Lav Klomu, no. El Hachem Ayeski, no. What's going on? Kigon Shesikein L'Shlosh L'Bnei Adam. It attacked 3 people, but they didn't die. They were all in the hospital. Rashi says, "Shesikin gimel bari adam lefikach lo niskal shnayim harishonim." You don't kill the animal by the first 2 because the people didn't die yet; they're in the hospital. Ukishenagach shlishi. Then, when he did the 3rd one, then mesu kula. Then they all died. Hilkach. Therefore, mishalim alav kofer. It's a muad, but the animal wasn't killed yet because the people didn't die yet. Answer number 2. Rav Zvid Amar. Answer number 3. Kigon Shaharag Shlosha Behemos. It killed 3 animals. Okay. So the Gemara asks, what? That's exactly the answer.
Yeah.
How could you have a muad but you don't kill the animal? How could that be? Because it killed 3 animals. Yeah. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Umuad la behema have a muad la adam. Not the same thing at all. Ella, that's wrong. Ella Amar of Shimi. Rav Shimi gives another answer number 4. Kigon Shaharag Shlosha Ov de Kochavim. It killed 3 goyim. Gemara asks the same question. Muad la'ov de kochavim have a muad li Yisrael. Is a muad for a guy the same thing as a muad for a Jew? Apparently it's not. El Amar of Shimon ben Lakish. Answer number 5. Kigon shaharag shlosha b'nei adam treifa. The animal killed 3 people that are a treifa. What's a treifa? A treifa is somebody who's not going to live. So they're sort of like already a dead person. So, ein echinami, the animal turns into a muad. But the animal wasn't put to death. You like that answer?
No.
Why not? What? No, you're not chayav misa if you kill a treifa.
No.
No. So how come if you kill somebody, why don't you say maybe he was a treifa, and therefore I should be potter for misa because he was a treifa? What's the answer to that question? The answer to that question is rove.
Right.
Rove people are not treifas. That's another way where we'll kill you based on rove. We'll put you to death based on a rove. Maybe he's a treifa. Right. Rove, right? So,
a treifa is a terminal illness?
Yeah, yeah.
How old these questions where someone's on someone's like, almost brain dead, not brain dead, you can't pull the plug. Why? What's the issue? Then do it. He's a treifer for sure.
No, you're not chayiv misa if you do it. Doesn't mean you can. Doesn't mean it's mutter. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't
that a shchivra wrong, he said? No, shchivra is not different. Shchivra is someone who's sick. Treifer means you have an internal something wrong with you. You're walking around like everybody else.
Oh.
Right? So, if you kill a shchiv meira, I don't know what the halacha would be. But doesn't the Gemara say you do that, you chayiv misa gomer or something? Yeah. Anyway, so, muad l'treifa, have you muad l'shalim? If you're a muad for a treifa, that means you're a muad? It's an interesting question. Why not? The regular person. Happens to be they have an internal problem. Why should you be... What's the difference? How does the shar know? Yeah. See, I think Tosos addresses that. It must be you know somehow that they're different looking. I don't know. Ella, number six. Up... Amr of Papa, Dekatil V'arak La'agma, Dekatil V'arak La'agma. And a Hanami, the animal kept running away. So why wasn't it put to death? Because it ran away. It kept evading the law. Right? Ravacha Breda Vika, Amar, seventh answer number seven. Listen to this. Kigon Shehuzmu, Zomime, Zomimim. Two Adam come and say, shark killed somebody. Right? Two Adim come and say, Adim Zomim. That happens three times. Then someone comes, it's Mezamim, the second pair. So the first pair gets reinstated. And therefore, the guy's the Trust Hakamur. But he's alive because there were always Adim that were Mezamim. You understand what just went on? Two Adim come and said the shark killed somebody.
Right?
Then two Adim come and said, no, you. How could you say the shark killed somebody? You were with us. That happened three times. So is the shark a Mu'ad or not? No, because every time someone testified, Adim Zomim said, undid it. Then another pair came and undid every pair of Adim Zomim. So his Mu'ad status gets reinstated, but he's still alive.
Is Adim Zomim by a behemoth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And you do Kaisha Zomim by a behemoth?
No, there's a court case by a behemoth.
So
23 judges have to decide whether or not we're putting the animal to death.
So does the Zomim have to pay kofa?
That's a good question. I don't know. No, in the first mission of Makkos, we say you don't pay kofar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ha nicha. That only makes sense. That answer only makes sense. Il ayude Torah be'inan shaper. If you have to warn the animal, you don't warn the animal anyway, but with the contrast. El il ayude gavra be'inan. But if you have to warn the Baal, meaning you have to warn the Baal between each negicha so that it knows it has to watch itself, Meimar Amalei, the Baal could say, Lo havi yadana, I didn't know. What do you want from me? Every time I was going to do it, they came in with mezamim them. So, right? So what do you want from me? Why should he be a muad? You never warned me. The answer is, Kigon, the Amar, kol emas tekatal tura gabe havekoi. Yeah, every time the animal did the damage, the owner was watching it. So what kind of warning do you need? He was watching it. Happens to be, Adam Zomim kept, a technicality, Adam Zomim kept getting him off the hook. But the owner knew. So that's answer number seven. Ravina Amar.
How about gore three people in one
rampage? It's such an easy answer, right?
Boom, boom, boom.
I mean, why don't give that answer?
There's no Asra in
between. That's why. Yes. Right? Ravina Amar. Ravina gives a similar answer to you. Makirin is Bal Hashar. They makirin is Hashar. We know the owner is. We don't know the ox. We know it came from that herd. But we don't know which ox it is. So we don't... So therefore, it could be a muad and it's still alive. Because we don't know what chocks it is. So then one second, my havalil mevet, so what do you want from the owner? So what do you mean, what do you want from the owner? Mishub de amale, tora negach islach, babakrach. You have a wild animal in your flock, right? Iboy lach lunture kule bigrach. You should watch it. Be careful. Right? It's not an answer. Do we know which animal? We can't figure. They all look the same. Right? And we don't know which one is the killer. We don't know which one. We should have watched it. You should be much, much, much more careful. You have a murderer over here. We can't find which one, so we're not going to kill anyone. I'm going to kill them all. Right? Okay. Then we said, v'zeh v'zeh chayav and misa. But whether it kills a tam or whether it kills a muad, they're both chayav misa. Right? Now, Tana Rabbanan. So we had this Gemara at some point. We had it already. Where did we have it? We had it in Kedushin. We had it in Kedushin, that's why. We had it in Kedushin not that long ago. So, Tana Rabbanan. Mimashma Shinemar Sakal Yisakal Hashar. The Torah says, if an animal kills somebody, it gets skila. Any yodash and nevelihi unevela asur ba'achila. Don't I know the animals in nevela and nevela you can't eat? You can't, if you get skila, it wasn't killed with shechita, so you can't eat it. So why does the Torah have to tell me ma tamud lo malayolach alas besara? Why did the Torah have to say? By the way, you can't eat it. Of course, you can't eat it. It doesn't have shechita. What would that mean? You can eat it, right?
Maybe you can't use the skin for.
Well, we'll get to the skin. No, but it says, Loyocha, you can't eat it.
Because that's between the judgment and
the healing. So the question is, what if he killed it before the skila happened? Oh. Shechita, right? Magin Lucha Akasuv, the Torah is telling you, She'im Shachto La'acha Shenig Mardino, if you shechted it after the Gmardin, Aser Ba'achila, even still then you can't eat it. What if you shechted it before the Gmardin? Mustama, you could eat it, right? You see the writing on the wall, right? You see the red and the Edom are walking down the block, right?
Time for a barbecue,
right? Ainli ella ba'achila. I only know the Torah says you can't eat it. Bahana minay. What about hana? How do I know you can't have hana? Talmud lamar ubal hashar naki. The bal hashar is naki. My mashma. How do you get not having hana from the words bal hashar naki? How does that translate into that? Fair question. Shimon ben Zoma Omar. It's like a guy says to his friend, "Nu, how'd you go? How was your experience at the court case over your animal that killed somebody? How'd that work out for you?" Yatsa ish ploni nakim in the chasaf. They wiped me clean. I was wiped clean. I couldn't even get hana out of the animal. Not eat and not achila. Not even hana. Clean. They wiped me. That's what I mean. Tabalash or naki. He's wiped clean. Right. So what do you see from that? Even hana you can't have from the animal. I got nothing out of this. I got nothing out of it. I was wiped clean. Mimai de lo yochel es besaro. Now, the Gemara asks the following question. Ready? Mimai, how do you know de lo yochel es besaro that the words not to eat the meat is lehecha de shachto achar shenig mardino after the gmardin she'asher ba'achila and not allowed to eat it? Ema, maybe. Maybe that is mutter. Maybe I'm allowed to eat it. And what do the words leochal espesaro mean? That after skila, the aser bahanahu, it's aser bahanah kid Rabbi Avo, like Rabbi Avo says. Why would the words leochal mean hana? Really, I'm allowed to eat it. What can I do? But after the Gemara Din, I'm allowed to eat it. Why? It's still alive. All right, there was a Gemara Din on it. All right, so I'll shecht it and I'll have a barbecue. That I'm allowed to do. What am I not allowed to do? After the skila, I can't have hana. How do I know that? It says, lo yochel, don't eat it. Because Rabbi Avoh said, Amar Rabbi Avoh, call Amar Belazar, call Makam Shinema lo yochel, every time it says lo yochel, or lo sochel, or lo sochlu, echad iser achila, vese iser hana mashma. It means both. Unless the Torah says it goes out of its way, like it did by Nevela. By the Nevela it says, Lager Benesina, Ula Ovid Kochav and Bimachira. You can give it to a ger and sell it to a guy. Right? So here also, right? Loyochal es Pesaro means you can't have hana after the skila. Now, of course, you can't eat it after the skila. It wasn't shechted. That's obvious. I don't need a pasuk for that. And what about after the gemardin, before the skila? Well, then I could eat it. Maybe all that's true. So Gemara says, no. How could that only be true? It can only be true because of one thing. Because of Rav Avoh. Rav Avoh said that whenever it says lo yochal, it also includes iser hana. So Gemara says, 1 second. No. Hani mili. When does the words loyochel mean iser hana? That's only hecha denafek le iser achilav iser hana mikra loyochel. If you're also learning out that you can't eat it from that word. If I'm learning out I can't eat it from that word, it also includes I can't have hana. That makes perfect sense. Now that doesn't make any sense, but that's a drosha, right? Why should the words not eat mean also not hana? Okay, that we're masking, we accept that. That's only if the not eating is derived from the words loyochel. But over here, it's a rachil and misakal yisakal nafka. This rachil is not from a different word. You get skila. So if you get skila, there's no shchita. Of course I can't eat it. And by the way, the Torah says leyochal pesaro. That means not having anah? That doesn't make any sense. That can't be pshat. Right? Now, isal kedaitach. Hai lo yochal es besaro. Itzer hanahu, that the words lo yochal only mean itzer hanah. Nichtav rachmana lo yehene. The Torah should say, don't get hanah. Right? Why did the Torah say lo yochal? And it only means hanah. Many times it means both. It means you can't have achila and you can't have hanah. Right? Here it doesn't mean achila at all. Only hanah, they just say lo yehene, don't have hanah. Make any sense? Inami or lo yochal es besaro lamali. Why do I need lo yochal es besaro? Af al gav the avde kein basar. Af al gav the avde kein basar the shachte aser. Right? Even if you shacht it, you can't eat it. That's the chiddush. Like we said, not this havamina. Good.
The rest, I mean, can you use the hides or the...
We're going to get to the hide in a minute. Okay. But the Gemara has one more question. Listen to this question. Maskif lo mar zutra, ema, maybe, hani mili, everything we said before is true. Hecha debadak tzor, if you shecht it with a rock, v'shachat bo, you took a rock, v'shachat bo, and you shechted it with a rock, the avde ke'ein skila, you satisfy the skila requirement because you killed it with a rock, with an even, but you also shechted it, right? Avol hechad shechted besakin, but if you shechted it with a knife, then lo, then it shouldn't be asur and achila. Why not? Right? Because it's not skila. So the Gemara says, one second, who said? No, this is all wrong. Amri atu sakin ksivid baraisa. It doesn't say anywhere. The shechita has to be done with a knife. Doesn't say that anywhere. There's no distinction like that. But not, as a matter of fact, we don't take the opposite. Hashochit, b'magalyad, with some kind of farming tool. B'tzor, a rock. B'kana, a reed. Shechita so kshira. The shechita is kosher. Right?
Don't you have to use a knife so it's a clean cut?
What? It can be anything with a clean cut. Today we use a knife. It doesn't have to be a knife. There's a Mishnah that chul and that says it doesn't have to be a knife. It can be anything. Does anybody know? Anybody know? By the way, anything sharp? Fine. So a sharp reed,
We have ceramic knives.
Yeah, kitchen. Very sharp. It's all kosher. Today they only use a knife, right? Why do they use a knife?
They only use steel.
They only use steel. Why? Anybody remember? Remember where there's one place in the Torah where it says someone took a knife to do shechita.
By
Avram Avinu. By Avram Avinu, by the Akedah. Mm-hmm. It says it's in the whole Vayikra. Every other pasuk is about shechita. Never says a knife. Not one place. By Avraham Avinu took a ma'acheles, which we translate as a knife, right? I didn't even do it. That's for his own son. It's a funny place to learn a halachas of a knife. It's a very funny place, no? Anyway, so that to make that distinction, whether it's shechta with a knife or a stone, to be makai in the mitzvah of skila, that's wrong. So we're back to square one, right? So really we're learning out Isra Achila and Isra Hana from Lo Yochal. So Baal Hashar Naki Lamali. What does Baal Hashar Naki mean? What was I wiped out from? I already know I can't eat it and I already know I can't have Hana. What's Baal Hashar Naki? Lanos Oro. You can't even get the Hana from the hide. So I would have thought Bisarohu, it's Bisaro the Asar Bahana. Aval Oro Nishtri Bahana, the Or Shabi Mutaran Hana, Kamash Malan, Baal Hashar, Naki. I was wiped clean. It took even didn't let me get the hide.
By the
Mu'ah. By a Mu'ah. Tam also not. Right? Because you're killing it. Ulahanach Tanoi, the Mafkile Lahai Baal Hashar Naki, La Drasha Achrina. For those that use Baal Hashar Naki for some other Drasha, what other Drasha? So there's a parenthesis here. Kidzabi'ina Lamam with a Kamon, like we're going to say in a minute. They have another drasha. Hana oro naf menaluhu. How do they know you can't use the hide? They're going to use Baal Hashar Naki for something else. So how do they know you can't use the hide? Naf gale me espisaro. It says espis, lo yochal espisaro. Es hatafel libisaro. Something that's tafel to the basar. Umaynihu. What's that? Oro, the hide. The high tana es lo darish. And the one who learned out from Baal Hashar Naki the hide, because S, he doesn't darish an S. Why not? Kidatanya, we had this 10 times already. Shimon Hamtsuni, V'amrila, Nechemya Hamtsuni, either one of them. Hayadoresh, Kol Es in Shabbat Torah. They were darishing every S in the Torah. Given she gil es Hashem alakecha tira, when he got to es Hashem alakecha tira, pire she stopped. Amr lo talmida Rebbe. Kolasin shemitor matahele. What's giving you all the S's? So he says a very funny line. Amr lahem kishem shekibalti schar ala drisha. So it's like I got schar for the drisha. Kach kibalti schar ala prisha. So I'll get schar for stopping. Get schar is that for stopping? Get schar is that? Right. So Tosfos says. Kivon she es Hashem al kechatira piresh. You see the kivon, right? Listen, we've had this so many times. I don't think we ever had this Tosfos. He said, "Afal gaf the perakamet the kedushin." In perakamet and kedushin, it says, "Darish nemar ish imo va'aviv tiro, v'nemar es Hashem al kechatira, hish v'hakasuv mora av va'im l'mora shemayim." Right. So we already know that a parent is the same as Hashem. So what do you need es Hashem alakachatira to be pirish? We already have a limud where we are comparing something to Hashem. Your parents. So when you got to es Hashem alakachatira, we stopped. What can I add on? We already have a place to add on. So why couldn't es Hashem alakachatira mean your parents? You should fear your parents. You had to answer this question? We're going to answer it to Minach HaChamim. Forget that. We didn't get to that answer yet. It's on the question. When he got to that, he stopped. He said, what more can I say about Es Hashem L'Kachatira? What do you mean, what more can you say? What about parents? As a matter of fact, the Gemara compares fear for your parents for fear for Hashem. So why can't Es Hashem L'Kachatira include your parents? Tosfos gives an unbelievable answer. He says, Lo Havenicha, it wouldn't be proper. You're going to have two assays to fear your parents and only one assay for fearing God? It's not right. It says, Ish imo v'aviv tiro. That's one. And es Hashem alakecha tira, including your parents, that's two. It's not right. Now, you say, okay, that's a little, why is that not right? Why is that not right? So the Tosfos in Bechoro, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, explains what Tosfos means is that's not the kind of fear we're talking about. You have to have for your parents. It's a different kind of fear. It's a different kind of fear, right? Yes, the Gemara does compare them. It's only the word. The word's the same. What kind of fear you have for your parents? The same kind of fear you have for Hashem? No, they're not the same. What about Talmud Chacham? Maybe that should be the same, right? Everyone agrees to that. The fear you have for your parents is not the same fear you have for God. Not the same thing. So talk about Yiras Hashem. No one talks about that anymore, but such a thing as Yiras Hashem.
That's more than awe.
Exactly. And true. A parent's more respectful. Correct. So they're different things. So you can't let them out. That's another answer to the Tosfos' question. I thought it was very interesting. Anyway, Achibari Bekiva. Bekiva came along. Velime des Hashem al Kachatira. Larabos. Tamide Chachamim. Come to include Tamide Chachamim. Right?
Yeah. Remember learning. Somewhere, I can't remember where, though, that whenever you find S, because it's Aleph Tes, it's all-inclusive of anything you can find.
Right, and Rabbi Akiva is the one who comes along and darshins the S.
Right.
And someone told me this once, I don't know if it's true, someone told me that Rabbi Akiva appears 401 times in Chas, which is the Gematria of S. That would be very cool if it was true. Yeah. That's what I heard once. I did hear it.
But you haven't checked it?
I didn't check, no. No, but like what? No, because sometimes you have a page where they'll go drushes back and forth, right. And his name's mentioned 20 times. Yeah. Does that count as one? Does it count as 20? I don't know how they figure that out, but that's what I heard once. His name appears 401 times. Rabbi Akiva. That's very cool, if it's true.
I think it would be more than that.
You would think, well... Think what? Right. You don't think so? More than 400 times? I mean, I'll tell you this. There are 2,711 pages in Shas, right?
Correct.
You will not find four consecutive pages without a Abaya or Rava appearing.
Right.
That's for sure true. Somebody once told me that a Rava is in every single page of Shas. So I learned that Beis of Brachas, and he's not there. but Rabbi Reisman from Brooklyn said that within every four pages, either one of them appear, which is a staggering thing. Right? Anyway, next Tosfos. L'rabos Tamid Chachamim. Vim Tomar, what do we need a pasuk for to include Tamid? Doesn't it say, Bibnei Seva Takum? That you have to respect an elder? Talmud Chacham. Lamali tape glimi hacha. What do we need another pasuk? Another drasha for? The Yeshlamer Tosfos answers. The hacha barabo muvak. Here we're talking about Rabbi Muvak. There's anybody, an old man, a nice elderly gentleman walks into shul. You stand up for him. He's an elderly person, right? Tilnan mor rabba kamarcha shemayim. Your Rebbe has. You should treat the novos. Pirkei Avos it says that. You treat your Rebbe like you treat Hashem. Mora. We're talking about your Rebbe Muvak. That's not some guy who wants. But to Chamayim, if you gave 5 minutes something, you know, it's not your Rebbe Muvak, right? Oh, Rabbi Muflag, the Havi Kein Rabbi, or the God Al Ador, he's everybody's Rebbe.
You have to stand up for anybody over 70.
Correct. Anybody over 70, because that's not right. Anybody you have to stand up for, right?
Correct.
It's a mitzvah daraisa. That's one of those. There's something called averus for dummies, right? there's simple things that you could do that are so easy to do. Why would you not do them? Only a dummy wouldn't do them. It's a great concept. So, for example, payas. It's a very for the, what's a for a little bit inch of a hair you're gonna be over in the daraisa. Only a dummy would do that. Tzitzis, standing up, shal shudas. I'm not gonna eat. Who doesn't want to eat? Someone doesn't eat shal shudas. It's such a foolish thing. It's the only silly person would do that. And getting up there, not eating. It's so silly.
Our people say you could have divrei Torah instead.
Okay, but whatever it is. Another one is standing up for a person. A guy walks in, you don't stand up for him. 70-year-old person, don't stand up for him. Only silly, you'd be so foolish. So easy. No, taiva. No, what are you doing? Well, you're looking it up?
I can't find it. I got a half year to go.
You have to make sure he's
what?
I got a half year to go.
All right.
Now, it seems true, it says before, but he was so stumped by this, he couldn't say
it's true. It's a good question. So some say that he couldn't, some say that when it says Rabbi Akiva came along, he couldn't think of a Talmud Chacham that was worthy of being included in Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, and there's Rabbi Akiva came along.
You don't know somebody who's done a last worth of work, finishes, can't get that last thing, and this whole thing's useless, even though he did all that work, every S in the Torah except...
That's why it gets higher in the Prisha. Because you know the famous one, when a guy's working on some math theorem, and he can't figure it out, so he spent 20 years, he wasted 20 years. But he got higher for it. He gets chayav for stopping. It's not the same thing, right? Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Ubala Sharnaki. Says Ubala Sharnaki, right? So he said, what are the other drushas? What are some other drushas? That's why he got here. Because they learned out S, that the S of basar includes the hide. Because from Ubala Sharnaki, they learned out something else. What did they learn out? What else? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Naki Michatzi Kofer. You don't even pay Chatzi Kofer. Right, Yossi? Of course the town gets put to death. And of course you don't get the hide. But you don't have to pay Chatzi Kofer. Amal Rabbi Akiva, Valu Atzmo Ein Meshtal Me'el Megufo. What do you mean? He pays Megufo. Not what do you mean? It's obvious, no? Heviu LeBesdin. Bring him to Besdin. V'yishalim Lach. He's going to pay Kofer? Rashi says on top. Amal Rabbi Akiva, Pshita the Potter. Of course you don't pay kofar. Chatzi kofar. How are you paying chatzi kofar? You only pay me gufo, and the animal's going to be dead. Right? V'alo im chayiv haya, ein tashlum of elami gufo. V'zeh shes niskal, mimam mishalim. How's he paying? Where's the money coming from? Yomru lo bailam haviyu lebezdin v'yishamu locha emenu? What, bring the animal to bezdin so we can pay? No! The animal gets killed. How are you going to pay? Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer is back to Rabbi Akiva. Of course, kachani be'enecha shadaini b'zeh shechayiv misa. Of course, I agree with you. I was talking about a different case. Ein dayani ella kishehemus es ha'adam al pi eid echad. I'm only talking about a case where the animal killed somebody on 1 aid. The animal killed somebody on 1 aid. So no matter what, the animal is not getting put to death. So I would say in such a case, well, make kofar at least. There isn't even chatzi kofar. And it was a tam, and only 1 aid, so they're not killing the animal. You need to aid them. A regular court case with 23 judges. But at least pay kofar. Even not kofar on that.
Is there any onus at all?
What?
Any onus at all?
No. Oh, or Alpi Bailam. Or Alpi Bailam. Right? The Baal admits that his animal did that. Right? So, right? So the animal admits, you know, goes over to the wife, a terrible thing, news to tell you. My animal did a terrible thing, killed your husband. Right? He admits to it. There's no kofar. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Al pi bailim mode b'knas putter hu. You're putter on that. Because you're mode b'knas and it's putter. Right? Rashi says, mode b'knas, putter, it's putter. V'chihechi de miftar mikatla, miftar nami mikofar. Just like you're not going to be put to death, you know, you can't get misa on a it's a very difficult Rashi. What do you mean? Just like you can't get death, just like hey, the miftar mikatla, we're not going to put the animal to death. Why are we not going to put the animal to death? Because we don't have two edim, right? Miftar nami mikofer. You're also pater from kofer. Rashi made no sense. That comparison makes no sense, right?
Okay.
Getting put to death out of knas, it's a consequence, right? V'lamali kra. What do we need a pasuk for that? For who adin to have a mati lemifrach a eid echad the pshita de potter. All same question you could have asked on eid echad, right? Now, the answer is kasavar kufra kapara because he holds kofar is a kapara, it's not a knas. So if you're moda on it, that doesn't free you, it doesn't potter you. So maybe you'd have to pay. Kalms like really yes, abalash arnaki. You don't pay. Tanya idach, another brisa. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, kach ani be'enecha, shedoni b'zeh, shechayiv misa. Don't think I meant that. Don't think I meant a regular case of a tam that would have to pay kofar. I didn't mean that. Because of course, how's a tam paying kofar? It's going to be dead. No. Ein daini elevim is kavin l'haragas ha-behema. No, the case was that it intended to hit a behema. V'haragas ha-adam. And he killed a person. Lemitzri, he wanted to kill a guy for Harag Yisrael, and he killed a Jew. When the Nephilim, the animal intended to kill a baby less than 30 days old, which Nachai Misa for Harag Ben Kayama, and it killed the Ben Kayama. And in all these cases, the animal's not killed. The animal's not killed for whatever reason. Why is the animal not killed?
The animal knows the difference between a Jew and a guy in a 15-day. It intended to kill.
Yes, it's chasing after a guy, and some old Jewish guy was walking there, and there's an accident, and so it was intended to kill the guy, and he killed the Jew. So it can happen. That's a far-fetched, right? But even then, you don't pay kofar. It's to aid him, everything you have, still no kofar. Why? Because the animal is something slightly different, slightly off, and therefore there's no kofar. Now, I don't know what possessed the Gemara to ask the following question, but it asks anyway, Hi, Amar Le Bereisha. So Rabbi Eliezer said two things. Rabbi Akiva said to him, How can a Tom pay Kofar? So Rabbi Eliezer said, no, I never meant to say a Tom pays Kofar. Either I meant to say that if the owner admitted, or if there's only one aid, that's when there's no Kofar, because the animal's not getting killed. Or if you can't intend to kill a guy, you kill the Jew. Also no kofar, even though there's Adam and everything. Those are the two cases I meant. That's what I meant to say when there's no kofar. Of course, in a regular case, of course there's no kofar. How you paying kofar? It's migufa. So, Gemara asks, Hi Amar Le Bereisha. Which of these two answers did Rabbi Eliezer say first? I don't know why the Gemara cares. What kind of question is that? Which of these two answers did he say first? Right? So the Gemara says, "Rav Kahana Mishmei Derava Amar Miskaven Amar Leberesha." The second one that we had about the Kavana wanted to kill a guy and he killed a Jew. That's the one he said first. Rav Tzviyum Mishmei Derava Amar Hamis Amar Leberesha. No, the admitting when the guy admits or one aid. That's the one he said first. Rav Kahana Mishmei Derava Amar Miskaven Amar Leberesha. No, that one came first. The Kavana one came first. Michel Marshall, you know what it's like? Letzayet Shashola Dagim in Ayam. They have a guy who's trapping fish in the ocean. Mishakeach Rav Ravri Shuckle. He finds big fish, he takes them. Zutri Shuckle. He takes small fish too. So what does that mean? What does he mean to say by that? The first case is a lesser chiddush, and the second case is a bigger chiddush. So he said a lesser chiddush, and then he said a bigger chiddush. You find the small fish, you keep them. You find the big fish, you also keep them. Rav Tevumi Mishmei Derava Amar Hamis Amale Bereisha. He said the first case first, the case of a baal admitting it or one aid, right? You know what that's like? Mashal Litzayin Shesholo Dagim in Ayam. It's like a guy who's trapping fish in the ocean. Meshakeach Zutre Shakel. He finds a small fish, he keeps them. Meshakeach Ravravi. Then he finds bigger fish, Shaddai, he takes them, Zutri Vishakal Ravravi. Then he gets rid of the small fish and keeps only the big fish. So to over here, he said a small chiddush. He said a small chiddush. That's all he could come up with. Then he was thinking about it. So I came up with another answer. I have a better answer. Right? So the first answer got rejected, and the second answer is the better answer. Make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. Two ways to look at it. And that's what I don't know what possessed me to ask that question.
But are one of these answers better than the other?
To figure out why.
I mean, they both sound fair enough.
But excellent. Excellent.
Thanks for your opinion.
Yeah, excellent for your haskama. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
And you're safe.